This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for September 7th. I'm Paul Plack. A United Parcel Service 747-400 freighter went down shortly after takeoff from Dubai after the crew reported heavy smoke in the cockpit. The NTSB and engine maker GE are on the scene. NASA reports that on Thursday it made history as it put a Global Hawk over Hurricane Earl, marking the first time the unmanned drone flew over a fully formed hurricane. Airline traffic in the U.S. is running below 2009 levels, but in the Middle East, they've planned a conference in November to discuss how to deal with explosive growth in airline travel. Willis Lease Finance Corporation, a U.S.-based aircraft leasing company, says it has signed a memorandum of understanding with Superjet International for the purchase of six Sukhoi Superjet 100 aircraft. Eclipse Aerospace and Simcom Training Centers report the FAA has awarded Level D certification for both the Eclipse EA-500 full-motion simulators and Simcom's Associated Pilot Training Program in Florida. Jeppesen says it has reached agreement with the Russian Ministry of Transportation on a contract that supplies Jeppesen with access to Russian domestic airport data. The Partnership for Public Service has issued its 2010 ratings for the best places to work in the federal government. NASA was again in the top five. The FAA ranked 187th. TSA was 220th. NASA has updated its application for the iPhone and iPod Touch to take advantage of the larger screen on the Apple iPad. And TSA evacuated six concourses and a hotel at Miami International Airport when a 70-year-old professor had a metal can in his carry-on. It turned out to be a container used to transport dead bacteria for research. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves talks about GA cockpit fires. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.